Next, we turn to a man who would like to return to his country. Shahram Amiri is an Iranian nuclear scientist. He's been living in the United States for the past few months. American officials say Amiri came to the U.S. of his own free will, but Iran says he was kidnapped by the CIA, and now Amiri has turned up at the Iranian interest section of Pakistan's embassy in Washington. That's the closest thing Iran has to an embassy in this country. He's asking to be returned immediately to Iran. The U.S. says he's free to go. I'm on the line with Kaveh Basmanji, Washington correspondent with the BBC Persian service. Kaveh, this scientist is Shahram Amiri. He just showed up at the Pakistani embassy. Who is he, and what do we know about him?
Well, he's been a university professor at Tehran's Malik Ashtar University. He claims that he was just a professor in physics. However, the Americans have said that he's a nuclear scientist, and also some media in Iran have agreed that he's a nuclear scientist. But to what extent did he have access to sensitive nuclear information regarding Iran's controversial nuclear program? That's not clear.
And do you know why he's going back to Iran, or can we only speculate at this point?
Well, there are different speculations. There are so many question marks in this story that one cannot for sure say what the reality and the fact of the matter is. There are two major theories. One is that he came to the U.S. seeking political asylum and promising to share his sensitive information with the U.S. officials. And after some time, when he's been properly debriefed and he's got no more information usable by the Americans, he's decided to go back. There's another version of this story that's saying that the Iranian intelligence have put pressure on Amiri's family in Iran and threatened him that unless he goes back, his family might be in danger. So he is now redefecting to Iran. And the third theory is that from the very beginning, he wasn't a nuclear scientist, and the whole thing was a scheme by the Iranian intelligence to embarrass and humiliate Americans.
So Iran says the CIA kidnapped Amiri. What's been the reaction in Washington?
Well, Washington's response was one of silence for more than 1 year until today, that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton admitted that Shahram Amiri does live in America. She said that he's been here freely and he's free to leave America and go back to Iran.
In fact, he was scheduled to travel to Iran yesterday, but was unable to make all of the necessary arrangements to reach Iran through transit countries. In contrast, Iran continues to hold three young Americans against their will, and we reiterate our request that they be released and allowed to return to their families on a humanitarian basis.
Now, Kaveh Basmanji with the BBC Persian service in Washington, Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has hinted that he'd be interested in freeing three American hikers who've been held in Iran in exchange for Amiri and some Iranians who are believed to be in U.S. custody. We should clarify that Amiri is not in U.S. custody, but what do you know about this deal, and why would Amiri be bundled into it if he's free to go back to Iran?
Well, yes, at this moment, the U.S. officials have said that he's free to go back to Iran. But as I said, for the past year or so, they have been completely silent about his whereabouts or if he's really in the States at all. If we compare this situation with another file, which belongs to Robert Levinson, a former FBI agent who disappeared 3 years ago in Iran's Kish Island, that could give us a hint of a possible swap. And in the case of Mr. Levinson, similarly, Iranian officials have been silent. So, again, it's a very sophisticated story, particularly when the facts are not known, what dealings and wheelings have been happening behind the scene. But indications are that a sort of bargain for a swap of the two sides' prisoners is not unlikely.
Sophisticated story, though still a very murky one. Kaveh Basmanji, Washington correspondent with the BBC Persian service. Thanks very much indeed, sir.
My pleasure.